Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Mem, the last line of Daf Lamed Tesla and Beis, Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav will now tell us in the name of his Rebbe Rav Nachman five different halachas. And the first halacha they teach us is Mechob B'fnei Shnayim Ve'im Tzarech Lo Miksevu, that if Reuben is claiming that Shimon went into his field, Shaloi Kedin, and he's stealing his field, and he wants to protest, so even though previously we had a Shaila, if Mechob B'fnei Shnayim or B'fnei Shloisha, when you have Mechob Shaloi B'fonav, does it have to be in front of two Edim, or does it have to be three in order to create a Gilui Mos? And to create a call, and Rava tells us to Rav Nachman Paskin Mechob B'fnei Shtayim, and there's no requirement to protest in front of three people. And in addition, once Reuven makes that Mechob, then the Edim could immediately go and write down that they heard Reuven protest in front of them, and there's no requirement for Reuven to direct them to write down their Edus. As the last Rashbam on the Amid states, Elokisnaya Edim Shtar Mecholim Ara Lias Biodel Edus, Shemicha B'tech Gimel, Va'afapi Shle Tziva Isam, the Zachlel Adam Shle B'fana, Vishle B'shusai, the Mistah. As Mistama, he would want this to occur. And I in the Bam Tesis Dima Maskum of Chob B'fnei Shtayim Be'in Tzorach Loi Mekseidu Tesis Eas V'im Toima U'mam Moil Aksiva V'lei Choshu Shtayim Loi Nasu Midas Mishu Chai Bosoi K'goin Shtam Mecha Midas Moicha V'shtam Matana Midas Naisin V'shtam Milva Midas Leiva V'idas Nami L'lei Choshu V'dimi Piyam V'loi Mipi Ksavam U'pirish Rashi U'pirish Achumish Shalei Yichtivu Edusim Be'igaris V'yishach L'bezdin. And Tesis bothered that although Reuven is the one that protested and made this mecha, and as Rashbam stated that Mistama Nichlei, that Mistama Reuven wants to aid them to write down that they heard that Reuven was Meicha. Whenever you want to create a shtar, the only one that has a right to decide if they're going to write the shtar is the one that the shtar would be a detriment to. And of course, in our case, by the Edim writing down that Reuven made a Meicha, the one that will actually lose out is the Muchzik. And therefore, Lachari, you should need the Rishus of the Muchzik to write the shtar. Just like when you find, when you sell something, in order to write a shtar Mechira, the Meicha has to give permission to the Edim to write a shtar Mechira. Similarly, by a shtar matana, the one that gives the matana has to give permission to write the shtar matana, and similarly by a loan document, the one that has to give permission to write the note is the borrower, as he will lose out based on this document. Hazel continues that don't think that the reason why you could write this document is in order for the Edim to have a riot. This is what Reuven said, and certainly you can't go and take this document to the Bezdin to use it as Edus if it's not considered a shtar, as the chiddush of a shtar is that that's not considered mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. That is only a chiddush when you have a chalos of a shtar, and this document has a Shem Shtar, but over here, since it doesn't have a Shem Shtar, then if the Edim write the testimony into a document, that document would not be able to be used in Beis Din, as the Din is Mipiyim V'lo Mipiksavim. Rashi explains in Pashe Sheitim, Shalichtu Reidusim Migaris V'yishach L'Bezdin, that when we said the Din of Mipiyim V'lo Mipiksavim, it tells us that the Edim cannot write their testimony into a letter and send it to Beis Din. And Tezah continues and answers that in the Chanami, in our case, we're not talking about a Din D'Raisa, as Midraisa really should not be able to write the shtar. However, Yishleima the Takanos Rachamim, that this is Takanos Rachamim, sheichoshev edus kedei levatel chazaka beedus koldu, that since the Rachamim want to make sure that people weren't machzik and karka shaloi kedin, therefore they were misakin that these edim could actually write down their testimony even without the consent of the machzik. V'davim muat mevatel chazaka da'afilu yisbar lanu shle shama machzik mecha mahani levatel chazaka. And as we know that even if we know for certain that Shimon was trying to be machzik in the sada, actually never heard about the Mecha, it is still considered a valid Mecha. And Tezah continues and discusses the next thing that we will see on the top of Daf Mem Aleph, the Gam Meidah, Takanos Chachamim, and even B'degei the Din Meidah that we will see in a moment, is also based on Takanos Chachamim, L'Hatzach HaNenas, in order to save someone that was about to be Nenas, and someone was forcing him to sell his Sada, the Kim Shtaris Nami, Yishun, the Maisa Bezdenu, and B'degei Kim Shtaris, since it's a Maisa Bezden, the whole Maisa Bezden, Nichtav, Shalom Yitzayin HaKayiv, certainly Bezden can take any action that they want, even if it will be a detriment to the other party, and even though the losing party specifically states that they don't want it to be written. And Tezah continues and brings the famous Shita of Rabbi Yonatan, that although generally we say that Mipim V'lo Mipiksavim is based on Rashi, Shalichtav Reidusim Migaris V'yishach L'Bezin, but Tezah brings V'Ida Marie Shesham Rabbi Yonatan Sheneigel Shalech Ha'idim Reidusim Migaris L'Bezin, that the minute was that they would send their testimony to Bezin in a letter, V'chosh of Edus, and it was considered Edus, and we didn't say that's a problem of Mipim V'lo Mipiksavim, V'hod Shirim B'Sifrim Mipim V'lo Mipiksavim. Although in the Sifri we actually dash him in Pim Vlaim Piksavam, that is not referring to regular Edim, and specifically talking about Edim that are mute, and since they can't testify because they are mute, therefore Bilam's Makavis Bam of Royal Agoda. But if there are Edim that can testify, just for whatever reason they can't come to Bezdin and testify at that moment, then they could send their Hagoda to Bezdin in a Shtar, and in Hagoda Makavis Bay, and there's no problem of hearsay, and they can even send their testimony to Bezdin in the shtar. Omar, he's continued to discuss the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, and then three lines from where Tosis gets wide, Tosis asks on Rabbeinu Tam, Vim Taima, Michael Mashblon, if the reason why the Edom are writing down the testimony is in order that this should serve as testimony in Beis Din, so Michael Mashblon, the Insar Chlemek Sevu, what is Rabbi Nachman's Chiddush that you don't have to tell them that they should write down the Haggadah, certainly Pshita, Kivnis Chusuhu, that since it's a Chus for Reuven, therefore certainly they could write down his Mechah, and Tosis states, so Mechah Iklimema, the Nakabe, the Insar Chlemek Sevu, Agavachrini, and Benegay Mechah, it's possible that we brought it down, that the Insar Chlemek Sevu, and of the other Dinim Rabbi Nachman, Blei Oslashminim Mechah, El Shehi Befnei Beis, and the Chiddush Rabbi Nachman, Benegay Mechah, is only that it has to be done in front of two, and not in front of three, Al Medor Koshel, my Itzuch, but Benegay Medor, the Tshver, Lufi Rabbi Tam, why do we need this at all? And Taz explains, Veishlema, the Oslashminon, the Afa Pishalit Sivil Hem Lichtai, Behem Kosvu Shetziva, Ksheira, that even though the Edom were not told by Reuven to write it down, and they wrote in the shtar that Reuven told them to write it down, that it's still kosher, and we don't say that it's mechzik kashikra, and maybe we should say that these edens are actually puzzle. The mistama lefikach machoi master meida v'fneim kadesh yichtvu, as the stama is that since Reuven made the macha or made this meida, therefore it must be that he wanted them to write it down in order that he should be able to have this benefit of having that goddess edens readily available to him. We continue in that memam alaf meida v'fnei shnayim ve'in tzarchloi mekseivu, that if Reuven owns a property and Shimon now comes to Reuven and he wants to force him to sell him this property, then Reuven could go over to two Edim and he could tell them that you should know I'm being forced to sell this property, and you should know that I'm not selling this property willingly, and if he does so, then the Edim could actually write down this testimony. There's no requirement that the Edim receive consent from Reuven. And let us read the top Rashbam inside. Keep in mind that at the bottom of the Amid and on Mem Amid Beis, the Gemara will qualify this Din of Maidah, and we'll also see on that Mem Ches Amid Beis and that Mem Tes Amid Alf that the Gemara will discuss this further. And Rashbam states, V'chim Maidah B'fnei Shnayim, Mishan Su, Limkar, V'litin Ashaloi Bal Kachoy, V'licht of Shtar Mechira, Oymatonim B'fnei Edim, Tzorach Leidia, Koydom L'chim L'shnei Edim. So in order to make sure that Reuven doesn't lose his property, he has to inform two Edim prior to actually getting involved in this transaction and actually writing this document. He tells the two Edim, Du'u L'chem, Shemechira Zu, Oymatonim Shal Sada Zu, Shani Reitz Alasas L'plaini, Shaloi B'rtzoi Nafshi Asa, that even though it seems I'm willingly selling this or giving this matana, but I'm informing you that I'm not doing it B'rtzoin, and I was forced to do so. He insani umarchichani bakochi v'leiyamamish ba'isa shtar she'esa, and you should know that that shtar that I'm going to create that states that I sold this sada or I gave this sada matana to Shimon is really null and void. V'yoyim ulamacha tovad lebedina, as tomorrow or the next day I will be tevei Shimon bedin umiradon l'shtar upamaychu shemisati meidol lefnechem koydim shenasa shtar. And the Rashbam states v'dafka koydim ksivus hashtar, and the only time that a meidol works is only prior to actually getting involved in this transaction and writing a shtar. However, Aval Achrichain, Eda Meidah Shavaklum, as Dame Kane, Kol Ashtar Shava Ilam, Kishiskarad Achashinasu, Venimsu Bakashris, Yavala Paislan. And the Gemara continues with the third din that Rava stated in the name of Rav Nachman, Hoidob Fnishtaim, Vitzarachle Mekseivu, that if Reuven goes in front of two Edim and he admits to them that I owe $1,000 to Shimon, so certainly in this case, if the Edim would write this down, then that would be a Chayv for Reuven, and therefore the only way that the Edim could write this down is only if they receive the consent of Reuven. And as Rashbam points out, Bekimdal Leva Lichtoiv, that since it's on the borrower to write the shtar, and he didn't actually give them authority to write the shtar, so certainly we could say that Reuven didn't want them to write a document, as once they would write a document, it would become a milvah b'shtar, that has to have a milvah peh, and of course, if it would remain a milvah peh, afagav the hoidu b'fnei edim, even though he was moidu, he still owes this money to Shimon. However, nemenu loy mekol shoshi yitzu parati, as at any further point, he could always claim that I paid Shimon back, and even though these edim don't know that he paid him back, the kaimoron hamavl chavir be'edim ein tzarach lepar be'edim ve'achshu kishish be'ed shtar. But if these edim would actually write a shtar, ein haloyven nem loy meprati elam kin yavi edim shepar b'fneim, and the only way that Reuven would have the money to say that I paid off my debt is only if he has edim that he actually paid in front of them. And Gemara continues with the fourth din that Rava said over the name of Nachman kinyan b'fnei shtayim be'ein tzarach lemekseivu, that if Reuven wants to make a kinyan with Shimon and they're going to use a method of chalipin, then in that case you have to do that kinyan in front of two edim. Once they effectuate the kinyan, and even mistama, and even without Reuven's consent, the edim could write down that this kinyan actually occurred. Reuven sold this item to Shimon. And in cases that certainly, if Reuven actually would protest and say he doesn't want the edim to write this down, then certainly he would have a right to do so. And Rashbam points out that this kinyan that we're talking about is a kinyan suda. We're referring to a kinyan suda, which is a bit of a shvacha kinyan, as l'maisa you're not doing meshicha and you're not doing mesira to the actual item. And even though the actual item is not even here, you're actually able to effectuate a kinyan by taking the kelo shel meicha or the kelo shel kleina and making a kinyan, and therefore there's a requirement to do that kinyan in front of two people. And if you don't do so, some explain that the kinyan would not be chal, and some explain that the Gemara just means that although the kinyan will be chal, you should do so in front of two edim in order that you have a raya that this kinyan actually occurred. Rashbam explains that the chiddush of the Gemara is that you need to have two edim v'loy boi plasa, and you don't require three. Mishum negabi kiyum shtaris amagimel, and since in a moment we'll say v'negay kiyum shtaris that there's a requirement to have three, therefore hutzuch lefarish b'chol hani to die b'shnayim. So we had to explain that by all of the other items there's only requirement for two edim and there's no requirement for three. And as we mentioned, ayin taisid yom asal kinyum flei beis ve'in tzar chlema oim rabbeinu tam le osalam ute shlei choshev kinyum kishenasu shlei b'fnei shtayim. Brings down the arminim b'kedushin as the Gemara states m'sechtes kedushin le ivru sadi el l'shakri, that the only reason why there's a requirement to have edim is in order that one of the parties of the transaction should not be able to lie and claim that the transaction never occurred. Therefore, we see that Taisus holds that when you don't have edim, won't be a chesaron in the chaloi sakinin, and it's only a problem that you won't have a raya that this kinyan occurred. And Taisus brings a raya to this from the Gemara Masechta Bar Metzia. Also, I in the beginning of Taisus ve'in tzarich lei mitzavu the kaisim b'loy reshusai calls man shalei chasboi, that these edim that saw the kinyan chalipin could write down their edus, though Reuven did not consent. However, if Reuven actually protests, then they would not be able to write down this edus ayin sham. And also keep in mind that although the Gemara just stated that kinyan v'shnayim ve'in tzarich lei mitzavu, even though l'chayr did the detriment to Reuven, however l'maisa the Gemara will discuss this as Rashbam points out kinyan farish time l'kamon. And the Gemara continued with the fifth din that Rava said over the name of his Rebbe Rav Nachman v'kim shtaris b'shleisha, and when someone wants to be mekayim and wants to authenticate his shtar, then it has to be done in front of a bezdin of three. And once again, Rashbam explained kim shtaris b'gimel mi sheish l'shtar chaveri v'choish shem yelcho ha'idum b'dinas yom oyim musu v'choshiyav l'gbis choy v'akos b'shtar yitun l'leva kipuru u'em mizuyifu. And Reuven is concerned that at the time that he wants to collect his debt from Shimon, that Shimon will claim that the debt was paid off or the shtar is mizuyif and it's a forgery. V'yitzarech l'kayim shtari b'idim ha'makim v'chasim esi de'idim shem b'shtar b'lo yimotzei. And at that point, Reuven will have to find the edim or find people that know that this is the witness's signatures, and they will have to be mekayim the shtar at that point. And Reuven is concerned that at that point he won't be able to find the edim. He said, "Yasa, so what should he do? He'll go to Bezin, so he'll go to Bezin at this point. Or maybe edim asman will bring the actual edim themselves, or will bring people that actually know the chesimus edim. Or me edim chesimus edim if they Bezin behind kais b'seif hashtar l'mata chesimus edim, and then Bezin will write at the end of the shtar what we call a hempik, as Rashbam will state." And the three Dionim will actually sign on the shtar, Ruhempik, and this is called the Hempik, the Gamma Shrata the Daini. And Rashbam points out that although we know that in some cases you're allowed to use two Dionim, and there's no requirement for three Dionim, and we even know that Yachum Mumcha could pass in Dine Mamnis, but the Rashbam states, Ulkach Tzar Gimel, that although the Shtaim should don it Dine Din, El Shnekuram Bezdin Chosab, Sanhedrin, as if all you need in order to certify a shtar is only two dayonim, then what would be the difference between the hempik and the actual haggadah seidus and the actual edim that is written on the shtar itself? As in both cases, we have two people that sign a document, and this will cause confusion. And we know that there's a din that edim pi eid is pasul, and this scenario would look like the two bottom signatures are testifying regarding the two top signatures that they are edim kosher. Of course, that would be puzzle based on the din of edim pa that edim pa is puzzle. However, the Rashbam continues, avak shein gimel v'hein bezdin. If we require three dayanim to sign the hempik, everyone knows that they are considered bezdin. Zu edis gemura she edu achasim yizodon fnei bezdin. Therefore, it's an edis gemura that it must be that there was testimony that came in front of bezdin bechshiru bezdin hashtar, and bezdin was the one that was machshir hashtar. And now Bezdin is signing and certifying that this shtar is kosher, and this is similar to a psak din, and therefore there's no chesar of an edim p'eid. And the Gemara continues, Simon Mamak, referring to Mechor b'fnei shtayim, Moidob b'fnei shtayim, Hoidob b'fnei shtayim, Kinyim b'fnei shtayim, and Kiyim shtaris b'shleisha. Before we continue, let's see the Rashbam, Dibel Masal v'in tzarech lei mitzavu, which is 10 lines, from when the Rashbam's lines get smaller, and the Rashbam states, Klol l'milsa, and the general rule is, Klol midi d'schus. And the Rashbam continues and is bothered that why Rava stated in the name of Rav Nachman five separate halachis. Rava should have stated that Mechor, Maidah, and Kinyan b'fnei shtayim, and he then would have said, shayim v'tzorach leim miksevu and kiyum shtaris b'shleisha. As Rashbam states, v'had loy kayal v'toni lu v'leim mechol midav v'kinyum v'tei shayim v'intzorach leim miksevu. Hayne mishum du Rav kamalu mishmeid Rav Nachman. Then when Rav said these dinim in the name of Rav Nachman, v'la b'chad yom shemenu, he didn't hear them all on the same day. Al kol milsa shama ba'pi nashi, and he heard each of these members by themselves. V'had chavrinu Rav k'chad k'seid k'meisha shaman, and then Rav actually said them in the same state that he heard them, and that's why he actually said mechod then meidah then haidah then kinyan then kiyum shtaris, and he didn't even place the din of kinyan b'fnei shtayim in tzarach leim miksevu next to the other two where he stated that the b'fnei shtayim in tzarach leim miksevu. And also the Rashbam states that since we just stated that meidah b'fnei shtayim in tzarach leim miksevu, and that's why we have a minig behind the kasvino bittul meidah b'shtarim mechiru matana the ma'atalei toila meidah, and therefore every time that we write a shtar mechiru matana, therefore we write at the beginning that the person's mevatel any meidah that he gave to anyone, and this way he makes sure that the shtar he's giving as a shtar mechir or that he's signing as a shtar matana should be a valid shtar. As Rashbam states, k'demucha be'erchim be'perakim b'seifoy gabi get that b'negei get mahani bitl meidois, that certainly a bitl meidah b'negei get works v'uhadin l'chol shtaris, and a bitl meidah works b'negei all shtaris. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava stated ikashli hakashli, if I have any questions on the dinim that Rav Nachman taught us, the only time I have a question is only regarding the fourth din of kinyan b'fnei shtayim in the tzarach leim miksevu, and he asks, "Hai kinyan hechidami? How do we categorize the need for edim b'negei chalipin? Ich ma'ase bezdin dami libayit losa, as if we look at a kinyan chalipin as a ma'ase bezdin because they're taking property from Ruvain and making sure that it transfers to Shimon, and there's an element of hefka bezdin hefka. Although I would understand why bezdin could actually write down that there was a kinyan, even though it's a chayv for Ruvain, but l'maisa I wouldn't understand why Rav Nachman stated that all you require are two. If l'chayv it's a ma'ase bezdin, and therefore there should be a requirement to have 3 day on him. Like a ma'ase bezdin dummy, and if you're going to tell me it's not considered like a ma'ase bezdin, and it's only a requirement to have edim in order to effectuate this kinyan, but a ma'ayin and tzarach leim ksevu, but in this case, why is it that you wouldn't have to write ksevu if l'chayv it's a chayv to Ruvain? Therefore, the edim should not be able to write their testimony into a shtar without receiving the consent of Ruvain. The Gemara continues, busted the boy had the pashto, that after Rav asked this question, he was able to be pushed by himself, and he explained, l'ilum l'av k'maisa bezdin dummy, that really this action is not a ma'ase bezdin, and there is only a requirement to have two edim in order to testify that this kinyan actually occurred, in order to effectuate the chalais of this kinyan. And why is it that in this case the Ruvain would not have to say ksevu and would not have to consent that they could write this document, even though there is an element of a chayiv when someone sells an object? Rav explained, mishum destam kinyan l'ksiva I made, and let us see the Rashbam deal with masal stam kinyan l'ksiva I made, mishum de'in l'acha kinyan klum, because there's a din that after you make a kinyan chalipin, that you can't go and taino that you didn't actually mean it. The kivin the makli besuda b'fnei edim u'memar lachnesu miyad be'in matchel atchi yel v'yimshch b'metalten or yel v'yachzu b'kakois miskaben hulachnesu ba'in yofo u'mistam roitzi shichtiv uloi. Although, as we stated before, that a kinyan chalipin is a bit of a shvacher kinyan because all you're using is a handkerchief in order to effectuate a kinyan. Really, the best way to effectuate a kinyan is by using a kinyan meshicha by metalten or other kinyanim b'degei kaka. However, l'maisa in this case, since Ruvain decided he wants to make sure to make this kinyan immediately, he decided to use a kinyan chalipin, and he didn't tell Shimon, let us wait until we go to the object I'm selling you, and you will then make meshicha, or we will wait until we go to the kaka, and we'll be able to make a chazaka in the kaka itself. And therefore, we see that Ruvain was happy with the sale, and he wanted to effectuate the sale as quickly as possible, and therefore, mistama, he also was happy that the edim should be able to write down that this transaction actually occurred. Before continuing, let's go back to Rashbam Dido Maskel Am Rava Ikashli, where Rashbam explains what is Rava Sad that's Chemaisa Bezdin Dami, as certainly there's no requirement to have Bezdin, and what would the Havmin of the Gemara be that's considered a Maisa Bezdin? And Zok Rashbam Ich Maisa Bezdin Dami, Umshim the Daimel Din Shal Deonim, that's similar to a Din Deonim, Shemitzim Mizev, Nexel Zer, the Af Ede Kinin, Aide Dusen, Shurayim Bekinin, Yoitzim Mamizer, Beshasa Kinin, Miyada Makal Yada Koino, and if we see that Rashbam actually holds that the requirement to have Edim, B'degei Chalipin, is not just L'raya, but it's actually in order to effectuate the chalais of the kinyan. Mishum the dummy l'maisa bezdin kamer Rav Nachman in tzarach leim miksevu alma afagav the choyvu l'makta lichtiv shtar v'liapis chusa shel koino afilu hachi kreis v'n edim b'loi rishusoy kidin kol maisa bezdin shekoyach bezdin yofo daf kirin hafka lichtiv kol anasa b'fneim din koyin l'bay gimel kakiyim shtaris, and l'chayr we should require three just like it did of kiyim shtaris. And the Gemara continues and will now bring a machlekes b'negei meidah, and the machlekes will be between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef on one side and Abai and Rava on the other side, and the Gemara begins begins Rabbi Rav Yisiv Damit Tarbayu, and although generally Rabbi and Rav Yisiv were Baplukte, but in this case they were both minded to each other, the Leikas Fina Meidah, Ela Mandalay Tzayis Dina, that the only time that we would actually write down a Meidah, only in a case where we're trying to protect the one that made the Meidah, as we know that the person he made the Meidah about is a tough person, and he's a person that won't even go to Beis Din and won't listen to Beis Din, and therefore in order to protect Reuven, so we'll make sure to write down this Meidah. However, Rabbi and Rav Yisiv hold that if the person that Reuven is making Meidah about is someone that he really could take to Beis Din, and he could send his money to Beis Din, and he would actually go to Beis Din, then we don't write down a Meidah. As for example, in a case where Reuven is being forced by Shimon to sell him a property, then as Rashbam says, Itzayis Dina, Shimon is generally a person that would go to Beis Din, Lay Malay, Layanista, so we should say to Reuven that it's impossible that you're being forced to sell this to Shimon, and therefore we can't write a Meidah, Deika Anas Lecha, as if he's really forcing you, and Shimon is pressuring you to sell him this item, a Meidah Tavatale Bedina, so why don't you just bring him to a Din Torah? However, the Gemara continues, Abai V'Rava Damri Tavayu, that although Abai and Rava are generally chayut on each other, but over here, Abai and Rava agree with each other, Afil Olai V'Alecha, that you could even write a Meidah, even against me or you, and even though with Tzayis Dina, you could still write a Meidah, as Rashbam points out, the Zimnun De'im Bezim Mezum Miyad, as certainly there are times where you can't get to a Beis Din, and therefore it's impossible to bring Shimon to Beis Din prior to Shimon forcing Reuven to sell him an item. Therefore, the concept of Meidah was created even regarding a person that Tzayis Dina, as in this case, Reuven certainly would want to go to Edim and tell him that Shimon is trying to force him to sell him this item, and he really doesn't want to do so, and the reason why he's not bringing Shimon to Beis Din is because he's not in a place where there's a Beis Din that's Matsui, where he realizes that this transaction will happen very quickly, and certainly he won't have time to bring Shimon to Beis Din prior to Shimon forcing him to sell this item. And keep in mind that we explained that this machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisif on the one hand and Abai and Rav on the other hand is relevant to a case of Mechira. However, I and the Rishonim that discuss if this din is relevant to Mechira, was this Shailu relevant to Matana, or is it relevant in Gittin? And I and the Rishonim that discuss this in great detail. And I and the Bam Tesis that states, Amandalay Tzayis Dina, and Tesis asked Hema, Meidah Demai, what Meidah are we referring to? E the Gittin, Ud Matana, Gilu Milsu, Devadi Hu Onus, Peshum Indian Shein Yachal Lovil Beis Din, and therefore what would be Pshad in the din of Rabbi and Rabbi Yisif, be the Zvini, but Amar Rava, like a Svina Meidah Zvini, and if we're talking about Zvini, then how could it be that Abai and Rava, Damit Tavai, Afil Alai Velecha, if Rava himself holds that Benegea Mechira, we never write a Meidah, as we will see on Memam Beis, and Tez continues, Vichitim Rabbi Rabbi Yisif, Leslu to Rava, and if you're going to say that Rabbi and Rabbi Yisif don't agree to Rava, and they hold that we could be Kasvina Meidah Zvini, Mikam Mokam Havala Lemifah Chalushni, it could park Besamach on Adai, so first of all, we should have asked this question, I was asking a moment on the Adai, Void Vabai Rava Gufayu Damit Tavayu, Afil Alai Velecha, Imkin Le Ayub Meidah Zvini, and therefore certainly this Machlekes cannot be talking about a case of a sale, Vichiahu Maisa the Padesa Lishai Chacha, that Filu Tzayis Dina, Pshita the Kasvinan, and it can't be talking about the case that we will see in Amid Beis, Benegei the Maisa Padesa, and certainly in that case, the din is that you Kasvina Meidah, even Amand the Tzayis Dina. The Gemara continues, Amri Nadoi, that they said in the Yeshiva of Nadoi, Kol Meidah, that any document where it's written that there was a Meidah that was given, and we continue on that Memo Beis, the Lekasa Boya, Anani Adidim Beba into the Planer, and the Eden didn't specify specifically in the document that we have personal knowledge that Shimon was being Ma'anis Reuven, and therefore we know that Reuven is telling us the truth. So Lav Meidohi, that is not a proper Meidah, and would not be valid. As Rashbam states, Sha'in is Gomer Yeshle, Umakirin Anu Eza Oinis, and we know exactly what the Oinis was. Eloi Kasbe Hachi, Alastam Akasfu, Playing the Amalanu Shenanus, and the document only states that Reuven told us that he was Nenas, so then it would not be a valid Meidah. The Gemara continues and asks, Meidah Demai, then when Nadoi stated this din, what type of Meidah were we referring to? Either Gita Un Matanta, if they're referring to Meidah that was stated B'negeya Get or B'negeya Matana, Gilamils Ba'amahi, then L'chir, that's only a Gilamils Ba'amah, and certainly there should be no requirement to write this, and there should be no reason that they have to know specifically what the Inus was. And as Rashbam explains, that since in any case, Reuven doesn't have to write a Get to his wife, as he's not getting money for that, certainly when Reuven wants to give a Matana to Shimon, there's no reason why Reuven would give a Matana to Shimon unless he wants to do so. So then, if Reuven is actually giving a Meidah, it must be that he was forced to do so, as otherwise he wouldn't actually be giving this get, and he wouldn't be giving this matana, and therefore it must be that in this specific case, someone was forcing him to give this get, or someone was forcing him to give this matana, and that's why he wants to write this Meidah, and therefore it would make sense that you could even write a Meidah, even if you don't have personal knowledge as to what the Oinus was, and the Edom should be able to rely on Reuven telling them that he was an Oinus. And as Rashbam explains, Meidah de Masa Gitva Matanta Leitzar Kulehai, Al Kivin the Meidel Sadi Da Gita Shani Nais Lishti Onasani Boy, for Loibur Chain Nafshi Assisi, Lepikach to U Shani Mavato Makhlil Bifnechem, the Chidna Matana, Shinin Makhlil Lepleini, Onasani, Vaini Makhlil Isser Bertraini, to him who would tell us, Afagav Loyoti Sadi Ointed Lay, how we get Vamatana Batalin, as Gidl Nus Baalmi, he claimed, Habne Adam Yuchl Lay the Ointai, as everyone could know that he must be an Ointus, the Kivin Ain Makabal Mam, Matana Vaget Zeshin Isin, as since Reuven doesn't receive any money by giving a Matana or by giving a get, M. Isid Nichle Litnal Midaita, Lamal Limsa Midah, that if he really wants to do this Midaitai, and he wanted to do this willingly, then why would he give him Midah? And if he really doesn't want to give it, then why would he giving a getu matana? And it must be that if he's saying he's an oinus, it must be he's telling the truth. Rashbam explains that certainly this is not similar to a sale, as certainly in that case we could say that quite possibly there was no oinus that occurred, and the only reason why Reuven gave this midah is because he knew that he had to sell this item because he was desperate for money. He wanted to make sure that at some later point he could have a shtar midah, that if he actually receives enough money and he makes enough money to buy back that item, then he'll be able to go back to the buyer and say that I never really sold you this item, as you forced me to sell this item, and then he'll be able to give him back his money and take back the item. And as Rashbam explains, the Hasam Tzarech L'Farish, as certainly be the Gei Mecha, you have to actually state that you know that this person had an oinus, as it's possible to say that a Stam Mecha did not sell it willingly, and the only reason why he wanted to sell this property is because he was desperate for money. Certainly the din of the Nidah should not be relevant. Certainly there should be no requirement that the Edom have to testify that we have personal knowledge that there was an Oinus that occurred. And Rashbam points out that since we know that it is possible to make a Midah b'negei get, and therefore Mishum Hachit Tekina begitin l'meisav gita achi vatra bal kol Midah shemasa, and therefore right before a man gives a get to his wife, Bezdin requires that he's mevatel any previous Midahs that he made. Rashbam then states v'dafka Midah sheyesh b'oinus, and the only time that a Midah b'negei get would actually work is only if Reuven at least claims that there was an Oinus and there was an Oinus that occurred al b'loy Oinus. But if there would be no Oinus, he turned v'oma get she'esa lo ye get, if he tells people that the get I make should not be a get, in Zabitl, that is not considered a bitl, the kimlay nenis klal, and ansadi the govern believer shas maisa, lasisi get gummer, and then Rashbam states, volim hanibe bitl the kredim ksiva, and bidigay get, a bitl that is done prior to writing the get would not be valid at all, and kain bitloy acha ksiva, and the only time you'll be able to mevatel a get is only after you already wrote the get. And the Gemara continues, and esan adoy, v'idiz vini, and if we're talking about a midah that was done on a sale, and as we explained, that it would make sense, bidigay a sale where someone is desperate for money, then maybe he actually will claim that he was forced, and maybe it's in that case that Nadoy stated that there's a requirement for the Edom to actually have personal knowledge as to what the Oinus was. But the Gemara is that you can't say that Nadoy were talking about a case of Zvini, because Va'omer Rava, as Rava stated, like Kasvina Meidah Zvini, that we never write a Meidah but the Gei sale. And let us see the Rashbam, who explains the reasoning for Rava, and he explains nearly time of the Rava, Mishun Darmin al Kamal Beperkin, as we learn in Daf Memches, Hilchas Hiltului V'zavin Zvini Zvini, the halacha is that if Shimon forces Reuven to sell an item to him, then the sale actually is valid. And the only time that we said that in is only in a case where Shimon forced Reuven to sell him one of his sadeis, but he didn't tell Reuven which sade to sell him, and he just forced Reuven to sell him one of his sadeis, and Reuven actually was able to determine and to decide which sade to sell Shimon. And since Reuven actually had some sort of a choice, therefore we say, certainly in that case, even if Reuven would write a Midah, the Lemaisa, by the fact that Reuven had a choice as to which property he wanted to sell, therefore, even though he made a Midah and he said that I was forced to sell, but Lemaisa, Tluy Vizavin, Zvini Zvini, and even if we know specifically that he was forced to sell something, then the sale would still be valid. The Gemara in Daf Memches continues that if Shimon forces Reuven to sell a specific sale, then that sale would not be valid, and therefore Rashbam points out, Hilkach Loika Svina Midah, and therefore, according to Ravo, there's no purpose of ever writing a Midah, the Ibis Sadazu, as if it's talking about a case where Shimon forced him to sell a specific sada, halav is vini is vini, it's not considered a sale, v'lo tzarech meida, and you don't need a meida, el yavir edim shansu, v'tu batal shtar mechir, b'lo shem meida, and even without a meida, you should be able to bring the edim that saw this transaction occurring, and saw that Shimon was forcing Reuven to make the sale, and forced Reuven to sell him a specific field, v'ibis sadastam, halav is vini, and if it's talking about a sadastam, then it is a sale, v'in ez bezeh sada, shu imidaita bira, umachas zeh sada, umidazir, shu yichta psulihi, demeida, b'lo yinis, lav k klumi, as certainly we don't look at it as an oinus, and therefore it's not considered a meidah, and therefore the sale would be valid. However, the Rashbam points out that this dafka lefi rava umi rav huna da amal kaman tlui v'zavin zvini zvini chazin the achsha meidah azvini the less lehach svara de rava, and he doesn't hold the svara of rava. And keep in mind that the point of rava is that since nadai is requiring that the edim have personal knowledge, Ruvi was forced into the sale, then certainly the edim must have seen that this oinus occurred, and therefore in a case where it was stoma, then certainly the edim could testify that this actually occurred, and there's no need for a meidah at all. And Ruvi could bring these edim into Beis Din in order to testify that he was forced to make the sale. However, it's still tzarich bia, as l'chayra maybe the reason for this meidah is that Ruvi should be able to actually take the shtar to Beis Din, and he doesn't have to bring edim to Beis Din but tzarich bia. And the Gemara continues lo ilam dizvini that really nadar was speaking about a case where Ruvi was being forced to sell an item, and therefore he wanted to make a meidah. And although we just stated that Rava holds like a sfina meidah zvini, however meidi Rava hechad honest to chamaisa the padesa that even Rava's meidah that we call sfina meidah in the case of an oinus, and for example the maisa and the story with the orchard. And the Gemara continues and tells us a story that who gavre the mashka padesa lechavre leflashnin, that there was a story where Shimon lent $900 to Ruvain. Shimon made up with Ruvain that Ruvain will give him his sada as a mashkanta de sura, and Shimon will be able to use the crops of the sada for 3 years. And as we explained previously, there wasn't a problem of ribis, even if this field would produce more than $900 of produce over the 3 year period. As we previously explained, that lemaisa there was a potential that Shimon will actually not receive $900 over 3 years, as there's always a potential that the field will be locked bishidafain and it won't produce any peiris and won't produce any produce during these years. And since Shimon was accepting both the loss and the gains, therefore there was no problem of ribis, and ultimately Shimon was going to use the sada for 3 years. And lemaisa, when someone borrows money from another party, then the party that has the note is certainly the lender. And therefore, in this case, Reuven did not have a raya that he gave this field to Shimon as a mashkata de sura. And lemaisa basa de achol tlashni chazaka, and after Shimon already consumed 3 years of periods of the sada, and therefore he had a chazaka on the sada, on Malay, so Shimon said to Reuven, if you will sell me this field at this point, then that is very good. Be loyal, and if you don't want to sell this to me, kavishnul shtar mashkanta, then I will hide my shtar mashkanta, and I will go to Beis Din, and I will claim that I bought this sada from you 3 years ago, and I already used this sada for 3 years, and therefore I will be believed that I bought this sada from you, and I will be able to steal the sada from you. In this case, the Gemara states, kahai gabna kasfina meidah, then this scenario, even Rav agrees that you could write a meidah, and we will explain exactly what the meidah is in a moment. And as regarding this din, then Nadoi explained that the only way that you could write a shtar and you could write a meidah is only if the edim have personal knowledge as to this oinus. Let us see the Rashbam Diva Maskal Hai of the Padesa, where he explains exactly what this meidah is and how there will be personal knowledge to these edim that there was an oinus. And Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Chananel was bothered that Hech Yodua Edim Boinus Shabala Padis, that how will be that the edim have personal knowledge of this oinus, as the Imme Prey Edim Amaloi Hamachsik Tainus Lakamon, as if the Machzik actually said this in front of the Edim, ain't tzarich meidah, then certainly there's no requirement for meidah. Al yidu sheshamu l'zeh machzik shebo b'akifin on bala padis v'yitul bala padis sheshaloi, as in this case, since the Edim had personal knowledge, then certainly they could go to Beis Din and they could testify that Shimon was forcing Reuven, and Shimon actually threatened Reuven that he'll go to Beis Din and he'll claim that he was machzik in the sada for 3 years, and certainly in that case there's no requirement for meidah and there's no requirement to write this in the shtar. Therefore Rashbam brings down from Rabbeinu Chananel the Kach Pirish Asim Mori de Padesa Gabi Sadi, that what happened is that Reuven, who was the original owner of this orchard, went to these edim v'yidinu hani milu shereitz zelagizli pades petanesav, and he informed these edim that Shimon is trying to cheat him out of his pades by using these fake tainis v'amaluhu anat tovanali kamaychu, and he said to them, I'll prove this to you as I will bring them in front of you v'shom munei the toins of intinale, and you will hear that he will make a claim that he bought it from me v'lesalcha alai v'loimidi, and he will say that I have no rights against the sada, and he will actually claim that I used the sada for 3 years, and therefore I'm the muchzik in the sada, and therefore I have a right to the sada. And Reuven will use this method in order to trap Shimon, as Ubasa Hachi, as right after this, Amalei b'chashoi, I will tell Shimon quietly, Anamaz v'nalcha, that I actually agree to your terms, and I will sell you this property in order that you don't claim in Beis Din that you actually own this property. Amalei, and Shimon says to Reuven, K'sev l'shtar mechirish loy b'fonai, I want you to write me a deed, and don't do so in front of me, k'tan, as the Mishnah teaches us, k'isin shtal amaycha, afal pishein l'kechi mai, v'avi yoli v'etlencha adamim, and once you bring me this deed, I will pay you, v'holach zev v'sipal And then he will come back to the same Edim, and he will tell his Edim that Shimon just told me to write a Shtar Mechira, and once I bring him the Shtar Mechira, he will pay me. And before he writes, and he gives over the Shtar Mechira to Shimon, he will say to the Edim, you already heard that Shimon claimed that he owns a Sada, as he bought it from me 3 years ago, and he already used the Sada for 3 years, and he made a Chazaka. So you now see that I'm writing a Mishtar Mechira based on today's dates, and I'm giving it to him at this point. And therefore I'm giving a Midah in front of you. That I'm not doing this willingly. And the only reason I'm doing this is because I'm forced to do so, because Reuven threatened me, and he said that he will claim that he bought the Sada for me, and he will deny that he ever received the Sada based on the Mashkanta, the Surah. And then afterwards I'll bring Shimon to Din Torah, and this way I'll be able to remove Shimon from my property. I'll be able to show that this deed was actually written today. And I'll bring this that was the Shtar. When Shimon is brought to Bezdin, he won't think to be telling that I actually owned the Sada for 3 years previously, and I don't have my Shtar, and I used the Sada for 3 years, as he really will believe that Reuven sold him the Sada, and Shimon will actually believe that his threat worked against Reuven, and therefore when he comes to Bezdin, Shimon will bring this deed that was just written, and he will think that by bringing this deed to Bezdin, he'll be able to prove that he bought this Sada from Reuven, and ultimately Reuven will be able to trick him and be able to show that this Shtar is not a valid Shtar. And certainly in this case, without having this method of Maidah, then Reuven will lose out, and therefore certainly even Rav agrees that in this case would be Kasfina Maidah Azvini, and that's why Nadar states that the only way that these Edom could actually sign a Maidah and could write a Maidah is only in a case where they have personal knowledge. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda states, Hai matanta tamirta loy magbinim ba. The basic words of Rabbi Yehuda is that if there's a document that states that Reuven gave matana to Shimon, and that document was written in seclusion and in hiding, then you can't use that document to collect the matana. And the Gemara explains, Hechidon matanta tamirta, what exactly is this matanta tamirta? And the Gemara brings two versions as to what Rabbi Yosef stated and how Rabbi Yosef defined a matanta tamirta. And the first version is, Rabbi Yosef, the Amalulu Sadi, that Reuven says to Edim, Zilu Atmuru, that I want you to go in seclusion, the Kusvali, and I want you to write this matana to Shimon. And because Reuven specifically told the Edim to write this shtar in seclusion, therefore it's not a proper matana, and it's not a valid shtar. But Ikadami and others have a version that Rabbi Yosef stated, that Reuven did not say to the Edim, that I want you to go out in the open, and go to the marketplace, and outside, write this shtar matana for Shimon. And by the fact that Reuven didn't specify that the Edim could write the shtar even b'vahasya, so therefore it seems that this matana is not really a valid matana. And the Gemara asks, "May benau, and was the nafkamina between these two l'shoynis?" And the Gemara answers, "Ikud benau stama, that the nafkamina would be in a case where Reuven told Edim to write a matana and he didn't say anything. So according to the first lashon Rabbi Yosef, l'maisa he didn't tell him to go in seclusion and therefore would be a valid matana. But according to the second version, since Reuven didn't specify that the Edim could write the shtar matana even b'vahasya, therefore the matana would not be chal and the shtar would not be valid." We will try to get back to the top Taisus Diu Masal Ikad Amri at the end of the shir, as Taisus asked Al Chira, why is the Gemara asking my benau that was the nafkamina between the two versions of Rabbeisif? If Al Chira it's pashut that the nafkamina will be in the case of stoma, and as Taisus states, kashulri my kaboi my benau habehed yacholkim mistoma ayin sham. Rashbam explains that when the Gemara just stated matanta tamirta marloi mekbilim ba, Dr. Rashbam the shemin nasan lachik kvar, as we have to be choishish that maybe Reuven already gave his matana to another party prior to this, or as the Gemara will explain, that Reuven intended to use this shtar matana as a meidah against his friend. And for example, in a scenario where Reuven was about to sell his sada to Levi, he wanted to make sure that he could mevatel the mecher at some later point, and therefore prior to entering into the transaction with Levi, he wrote a shtar matanta to Shimon. He wrote that he's giving this sada as a matana to Shimon, and therefore at a later point he could say that it was impossible that I sold this field to Levi, as he already gave this field to Levi as a matana, and therefore he wanted to make sure they did this quietly, that no one should find out about the matana prior to selling this land to Levi. And the Gemara tells us that Rava states that although this shtar matanta would not be a valid shtar matana, and Shimon could not go and collect this sada from Reuven, but l'maisa have meidah l'chavrata, that certainly it would be considered meidah. And for example, in a case where Reuven would come to Bezdin going to claim that the reason why I wrote the Shtar Matanta was because I knew that Levi was pressuring me to sell me his kaka, and therefore I want to make sure that at a later point I would be able to pull out the Shtar Matanta, be able to claim that it was impossible for me to sell this sada to Levi because I already gave this as a matana to Shimon. This document would work and it would be a valid Shtar Maida. And the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Rav Papa states, Hadi Rava la beferish itma el mechlal itma, that this din of Rava was not stated specifically by Rava regarding this halacha, but Rava stated another din, and based on that halacha, some wanted to understand that it must be that Rava held the Havmidol l'chaverta, but the Maisa is not correct, and Rava really didn't mean to say this at all, and really Rava hold that this Shtar Matanta is not considered Shtar Matanta at all, and won't even be able to be used as a Midol l'chaverta. And as the Gemara continued, that Hugavar the Ozel l'kedusha Issa, that it was a story where Reuven went to be Mekadosh Rachel, and Amrlei, and Rachel said to Reuven, Ikasavtli kulin chasayach, that if you write to me that you're giving me all of your assets, then avinalach, then I'll agree to get married to you, viloy, but if you don't give me all of your assets, loy avinalach, then I don't want to get married to you, azal kasfa lel kulin chasay, and because of that, Reuven wrote over all of his assets to Rachel, and once he gave her all his assets, so she was maskim to get married to him, and he was mekadosh with separ kesef, prior to Reuven actually giving over all his assets to Rachel, also break a shisha, Reuven's older child came, va'amalei, and he said to his father, and what will be about this person, referring to himself, and what assets will I remain with, and you're giving all of your assets to your new wife. And of course, Reuven's son was not happy about this transaction, and Amalul Sadi, and therefore Reuven said to Edim, that I want you to go hide yourself in Aviamina, which is a place, and I want you to write a document that I'm giving all my assets to my son as a matana. And this way, Reuven felt that although he's being pressured by Rachel to write over all his assets and give her all his assets, however, Lemaisa will make sure to give matana to his son, and this way Rachel will agree to get married to him. And ultimately, after they were married, he would be able to go to Rachel and tell her, although I wrote a document, I'm giving you all of my assets, however, at that moment I wrote that document, I actually didn't own any assets, as I already gave it to my son Shimon. The Gemara tells us, Asal Kamed Rava, so both Rachel and Shimon came in front of Rava, and Amalhui said to them, Loi Makana, Loi Makana, that both Shimon and Rachel do not have any rights to Reuven's assets, as Lemaisa, although Reuven wrote a shtar, and he wrote that all his assets should go to Rachel, but he previously wrote a shtar meida, and he wrote that he's giving all his assets as a matana to Shimon. Therefore, certainly Rachel doesn't have any rights to Reuven's assets. In addition, Shimon doesn't have any rights to Reuven's assets, as although Reuven wrote that all of his assets should go to his son Shimon, Lemaisa specifically told the Edim to make sure it was a matanta to Mirta, and therefore certainly that shtar mechira was not valid, and Shimon did not receive the assets. And Lemaisa, the Gemara thought that we were able to learn from the din of Rava, since Rava stated that although this matana does not work and Shimon doesn't have a right to these assets, but even so it could work as a shtar meida. Lemaisa, Rav Papa explained that it was from this halacha that the Gemara wanted to extrapolate that it must be that in all cases where we have matanta tamirta, that although the matana doesn't work, however, Rava still holds that's still a valid shtar and it will be a valid meida l'chaverta. And the Gemara states, "Man dechaza salva mishum dehavi meida l'chaverta," and they thought that this proves that Rava holds that by matanta tamirta, that in all cases it's still considered meida l'chaverta. And the Gemara states, "Veloyi, that's not a raya from this story, as hasa mucha milsa machmas into the kasev law, that over there was muchach that the reason why Reuven wrote the shtar and he said that he's giving all his assets to Rachel was because of an einus, and therefore we say that this shtar could work as a shtar meida." And as Rashbam states, to machmas into she'in chafetz boy elam ki nichtav law, that we know that she didn't want to get married to him unless he would write her the shtar hilkel shul gomer bili balhaklis law al ad she'isena biyachzav boy the hilkel chosam who david b'makom meida. Specifically in that case, Rava stated that although it's a matan to the mirta, it's still considered a valid meida. However, the Gemara explains, aval hocham manich le'delikne umaloi nich le'delikne. In our case, where someone writes a matan to the mirta, since he's not coming with a tainus einus and he's saying that I was forced to sell this other person this property, and he just wants to use this shtar matana in order to get out of a transaction, then we would just explain that although Reuven wrote the shtar matanta to Shimon, but the Maisa he actually did not mean to give this matana to Shimon, and that's why he told the Edim to make sure to hide and make sure to write the document in seclusion. However, since at a later point, Reuven actually wrote a proper document to Levi, and he didn't write that in seclusion, then he meant to actually sell this or give this as matana to Levi, and therefore in that case, you can't even use the original shtar as a shtar meida. And as Rashbam points out, that the only time you could use the shtar as a shtar meida is hecha de ikar einus b'bas reisa einus de muchach, al b'loy einus nichalei de liknei ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, the Rabbi Yehuda stated, hai matanta tamirta loy magbinim ba, and the Gemara brought two different versions as as to the reasoning behind the din of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara stated that nafkamina between the two different versions of Rabbi Yosef is in the case of stama, as according to the first lashon of Rabbi Yosef, since Reuven did not actually say to the Edim that they must seclude themselves, so therefore it's a valid shtar matana. However, according to the second version, since he actually didn't tell the Edim to actually write it before Hesia, therefore it would not be a valid shtar matana. And Ayin Rashbam, who brings another explanation as to the Gemara's question, but the Rashbam states, V'loy nehira klal, and we will learn like the first pshat of Rashbam, and the Gemara states, Ravina Amalecha Shinan, Ravina says that since Reuven told the Edim to write a shtar matana, and he didn't specify that he should do so b'tzina, then this matana is not considered matana tamirta, and therefore it is a valid matana. However, Rabbi Ashi Amalecha Shinan, Rabbi Ashi says that will chayish, that Reuven really does not want to give this matana, and that's why he didn't tell the Edim to write up a fahesya, and therefore would not be a valid matana, the hilchas chayshinon, and the halach is that we're chayshinon, and we don't consider it a valid matana. And Rashbam explains that the reason why Rav Ashi stated chayshinon, Rav Ashi didn't say that's not a valid matana, is because Rav Ashi is actually mesupik if it's a valid matana or not. Therefore, certainly the din is hamoisim mechaveir all over raya, and therefore this matana is not a valid matana, and Shimon could not take this matana from Reuven. As lemaisa, we would say hamoisim mechaveir all over raya. However, as Rashbam says, v'imagbina loy madrinan uvda. However, the Bezin already paskin that Shimon should get the matana, then we would not go and overturn that psak, because as Rashbam states, v'hecha dekaima aratekum, and whoever has this property will keep the property. Rashbam states that since we paskin like Rav Ashi, therefore v'hilchach tzarech lichter b'techa shtar v'kach amalanu kasvu b'shuka v'chasmunu b'bra, and therefore when Edom write a shtar, when there's a shtar matana, so even if Reuven didn't tell them to write it in public, but they should make sure that they write in the shtar that Reuven told us to write it in public, even though Reuven only told them to write the shtar matana, and he told them to write it stoma, and he didn't say that they should write it publicly, we can explain that when Reuven said to Edom that they should write a shtar, it must be that he meant to say they should write a shtar in a way that will be a valid matana, and therefore you should write it away to the Chacham Masakin, and therefore you should make sure to write in the shtar that I told you to write it in public, as in this way the matana will take effect, and we will stop over here.